app, iHeartRadio.
It's Kraken Week. Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Seattle Kraken and the NHL. Sports Radio 950, KJR.
There we go. 5:31 Seattle time. Where do you say we head on down to the deep south? Welcoming to the radio show, the king of Tuscaloosa radio, the Tide, baby. Nothing happens without this guy say so. Our friend Ryan Fowler from the game with us on the radio show. How are you, pal? What's going on?
Man, how y'all doing out there tonight?
We're doing quite well. How are you feeling this fine evening?
Well, I tell you what, Mom's got some cornbread in there cooking right now. We're fixing to sit down, going to watch a movie here in a minute. I mean, it's going to be good. I mean, it's just, it's raining out here. Like, well, y'all rain every day, so y'all know what we're talking about out there. No. But, yeah.
Hasn't rained in 30 days or so
it's
here
like
in Seattle.
It's 40-something now. It's
unbelievable. Y'all going to have to start being better now. Pray the preacher a little bit more. Something's going on out there. Like global warming's got y'all all crazy.
Yeah, but you don't believe in that down there, do you? That's just a big conspiracy theory. You don't believe in that or COVID.
No. Yeah, neither one.
What's more of a crock, global warming or COVID, in your opinion?
Probably global warming. Yeah. Yeah, probably global warming. You know, I mean, because right now, listen, I know this is crazy. Right now, when we talk about weather, we have not hit triple digits here in Tuscaloosa yet, which is really unusual. Every day. I live on.
Well, your phone just cut out there, son, so you may have to put a quarter back in the machine.
Jeez, it was really good.
Get that thing rolling. Go move to your left a little bit. Get away from that stuffed bear that you have on the wall, because it's affecting your cell phone signal, for crying out loud. Dude, you actually... Brian, you have to actually step outside of the RV to get the best signal to call the radio show.
Away from the rabbit ears on the television.
No, this aluminum trailer doesn't pick up as good as what it would if, you know. I mean, y'all gonna make fun of me, and I mean, here we are. We wanted me to talk football, didn't you? I mean, what you wanted me to talk about? You not make fun of me, hurt my feelings. I mean, come on, have a heart.
All right, no more.
All right. Let's talk about your fearless leader. You mentioned COVID there. How's your state reacting to Nick Saban being so forceful on, you know, he's doing TV commercials saying getting vaccinated. He's got his team at 90% vaccinated. I mean, he's coming full force, which might be unusual down there.
I'll tell you what, Mike Leach made some really good headway yesterday. He said it was his choice, and he wasn't going to tell you if he's been vaccinated or not. And that's one of y'all's guys. Now, I spent time out there with y'all. Mike Leach, don't you know him? Didn't he coach over?
Yeah. He's got a couple of screws loose.
Well, he said yesterday, he said, they asked him if he'd been vaccinated. He said pretty much it was none of their business. Listen, there's a lot of people that have been vaccinated. I just don't think anybody's, too proud of it. We don't have T-shirts around here. And, hey, if you want to get it, get it. If you don't. I mean, we live in a free country, man. I love this place. If you want to get the COVID vaccine, get it. If you want to get two of them, get two of them. If you want to live under your bed, live under your bed. If you want to, wrap three masks around your head, do that. Tidex suit. I mean, I live life, man. I love it. I was telling Kevin a couple of minutes ago, man, I enjoy life. Every day I wake up, I'm going to embrace it. And, if I go out of here tomorrow, they'll say, man, he gave everything he possibly had. And that's the way I live life.
Hey, reminds me of my favorite Mike Leach quote, by the way.
They're fat, dumb, and happy, and entitled.
All right. Ryan Fowler is with us. So, first of all, I got to talk to you about Bryce Young, your quarterback. Rumors that he's approaching $1 million in endorsement money, getting some money from Tommy's taxidermy. He's getting money from Billy's Bass Shop and Fred's Family or FriendFinder.com as well. Is that true that your quarterback's about to make $1 million a year?
He's approaching, I guess, according to Nick Saban. He was at a coaches association. And Nick Saban, Didn't want to confirm that at SEC Media Days. He said he was talking to a coaching, you know, booster club and, you know, to an association. But, you know, I'm not surprised. I mean, that's script A. You know, it's like New York Yankees, Dallas Cowboys, script A when you talk about recognizable logos. You know, we go out there to the West Coast. We get the best quarterbacks, bring them to Tuscaloosa. You know, they become millionaires. Never taken a snap. And he's attempted 27 passes. Never took a snap as a starting quarterback. Wow. And he's approaching $1 million. It's just the brand of Alabama football. I mean, we play it rough and tough here. It's going to be a great season. And Bryce is a superstar. And very well-liked kid. Very, you know, good kid from modern-day high school with Coach Bruce Robinson out there, Hall of Fame football coach. It's true. And could you imagine the recruiting when Nick Saban talks like that, when he says, hey, we got a quarterback that's never taken a snap as a starting quarterback. He's approaching $1 million. I mean, there's five stars going, yeah. Hey, coach, can I commit? Can I commit? Can he keep? You got room for me?
Wow. Ryan, is it readily apparent? Like, if I were to fly to Tuscaloosa tomorrow and listen to the radio, look at the billboard.
We don't have an airport that's okay. Big enough to.
All right, we'll drive in. And if I'm looking at ads in the newspaper on billboards, would I see Alabama players right now, or have we not gotten to that point yet?
Well, we got a guy endorsing Milo's tea, sweet tea. We got a guy endorsing some kind of mama's chicken salad or something. We got a guy endorsing macaroni and cheese. And then we got this kid from California that come in. Well, now we do have a guy endorsing a great hamburger joint here. Not a lot of big deals. I mean, I like to eat. There's nothing wrong with food. But I think, you know, the Bryce Young thing was pretty big. You know, when you talk about close to $1 million. I don't know exactly what he's going to endorse. I looked at our radio budget this morning. It was $27.50. I've offered the backup snapper to come on three times in the season for $27.50. I mean, you guys worked in radio. Y'all get it? Come on. I mean, don't laugh. $27.50 should be a pretty good price for
a
backup. Yeah.
Oh, better than our budget.
That's more than our budget. That's assuming we have a budget. So congratulations on that. You just beat us again, not just on the football field, but also on the finance sheet as well. Well, Ryan Fowler from the game, or the Tide in Tuscaloosa, with us. Hey, dude, before you go, you're down there at SEC Media Days. Odds of Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC are what, in your opinion?
Well, let me talk about Texas. They've won 7 football games, 8. They've won double digits one time since we smacked Colt McCoy in 2009 out in the, you know, the big stadium out there in Pasadena. We kind of hurt their feelings out there, which was not good. But they're going to have to drop that ego just a little bit. If we want Texas, we'll get Texas. If we don't want Texas, we won't. It all depends on the little brother down there, Texas A&M. Kind of holds the cards because they could vote against this team and all they got to have is one more vote. But I'd like to have Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is a, you know, solid traditional. But, you know, I just want to know this. What's going to happen when we come out there and come after USC, bring them out of here? Because if we want them, we'll go get them.
What, for the SEC or you mean to kick their ass in a football game?
Either one.
Why would you want USC when you already have Vanderbilt? Why do you need both?
I mean, true, good. I mean, that's a mic drop right there. But, listen, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding about the USC. But, no, I mean, Texas, listen, it's all about money. Yeah. And anytime we look at sports, especially on the collegiate side, the minute we start thinking it's not about money, you got to remind yourself, reason we're going beyond 4-team playoff, it's not about quality. It's simply about money. They want more money. Mm-hmm. So anytime we think that it's about the actual game, it's not. At the end of the day, Texas, Oklahoma would bring more money to the SEC. I'd be shocked if it didn't happen.
Ryan Fowler, you're the man. Great stuff.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Let me get back to this movie. Y'all have a good night.
Enjoy the weekend, man. 5:40. Ryan Fowler, always fun to have him on the radio show. So you, meaning Dick Fain, earlier said you think Nelson Cruz might be more beloved than Ichiro Suzuki. In this here town.
Emphasis on the word beloved.
Okay.
We're not respected for his game necessarily.
We're going to discuss that coming up next, right here on 950 KJR.